Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Veronica. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Tell us, how are you doing?
Hi, Laura. I'm good. I'm hot. And sorry, I'm going to be like talking Spanish to you guys. So sorry about that in advance. If I get to be like very Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. I'm Puerto Rican. So whatever you say in Spanish, I'll translate it for you. So we're good. We're good. So, all right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm 39. I live, born and raised in Puerto Rico. I work in a lab. I'm a lab scientist. So I get better with, you know, bacteria that I do with humans right now. What else? I have a daughter. She's going to be 10 soon. I'm married to my real life boyfriend, a book boyfriend. What else I can tell you guys? I love to read, obviously. I'm a fan of basically all romance, thrillers, fantasy, and what else I can tell you guys? Basically, that's it.
I know. This is so exciting. I'm so excited to talk to another Puerto Rican, you know, about romance. It's like kindred.
Yeah,
me too.
So. Yeah.
Awesome. So let's talk about romance recommendations. What is your favorite romance trope?
My favorite romance trope is dark romance. I'm a fan of dark romance. I have a few authors that are my go-to authors, like Tilly Cole. I love her Hades Handmaid series. I found this year Penn Godwin. I'm obsessed with her books. I found her this year, and I read her Sea of Ruin. And her trilogy of Eve, and it was fantastic. Who else? C.G. Roberts. She's amazing when it comes to dark romance. Who else? I gotta tell you guys. Basically, they're my go-to right now.
I love that. So, who are also? Who are your other go-to authors that you have read their book with, that you
when it comes to I also love contemporary romance. Mm-hmm. And my go-to one-click authors are Jewel E. Ann. Mm-hmm. And Layla Tarr, Kennedy Ryan. I think you know Kennedy Ryan. Who else I can tell you guys? Dylan Allen. I also love Mia Sheridan, Kay Bromberg. They are fabulous. Kennedy Ryan has like sport romance, and she has her topics are fantastic. She writes about diversity. She writes about girl power. So her books are fantastic. Who else I could tell you guys? I love also paranormal romance. And in that category, I have L.D. Rose. She has a series that are vampire series, and it's fantastic. In fantasy or PNR or fantasy, I'm obsessed right now with Nalini Singh. Mm-hmm. She has a series called Side Channeling Series that I discovered this year, and she is fantastic. I mean, I've listened to her series, to her complete series, and it's 15 books. And I read it in like this last 2 months. So I was obsessed with her. And let me think who else I got to tell you guys about, because I mean, I basically read every troop. Mm-hmm. I like to have experience with every one of them. And I have like a favorite from most of them. I discovered this year the historical romance that I never read historical romance before. And I discovered it this year. And I have a book from Amy Harmon, What the Wind Knows, and it's beautiful. She wrote a beautiful book. So I love that book. What else? I don't know.
So if you like historical romance with a touch of dark, I would say check Kerrigan Barn. It's historical romance, but it's dark. And there's darker themes. So she has The Highwayman. She has How to Love a Duke in 10 Days or How to Lose a Duke in 10 Days. It's something like that. Those are really good. They're good, dark, historical romance.
That's you said Kerrigan Barn. Barn. Oh, sorry. Okay. See, I think I read one of her books this year. The Highlander. Oh my God, I can't remember the title right now, but it's something about the Highlander.
Yeah.
And I think it's the first book on her series. And you were right. She's amazing too. I need to keep reading about her books, but I have to make a list because sometimes I forget about the titles, you know.
I know. There's so many books that we can read, and you're like, oh my gosh, we're never going to make the time to read them all.
No, the TBR is never ending. I mean, every time I say, I'm going to read these books, and I keep adding, like, weekly. I mean, being a bookstagrammer, you're, like, constantly adding to your list. It's never ending. So I need to be like writing down titles and names to be sure to check it out because I want to read them all. I mean, I want to read them all and I don't have the time.
So I got a question because you're in Puerto Rico. So where do you get your books? Do you order them online or how do you, yeah. Where's the book buy? Yeah, you have it?
Basically, I live in the south of the island, so we don't have here like close by libraries or bookstores. Mm-hmm. Basically, I have to drive maybe like 2 hours to get to the nearest bookstore. Mm-hmm. So practically all my books I get from Amazon or online, you know, directly from the authors or Barnes & Nobles that they ship here. But other than that, I wish we had libraries like you guys have in the United States and mm-hmm. I could, you know, go and take a few out of the library, but it's unfortunately we don't have that here.
Yeah, I know. I was planning to go back to Puerto Rico over the summer and I'm from now. And so I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? There's no libraries in Puerto Rico. So
yes,
there really
is. I see all of you when you guys, the book hauls, and you have like a ton of books, and you go and you have like half price books, and I don't know, book sales, and we don't have that here. I wish I could take like a trip, an airplane ticket, and go, I don't know, maybe visit my friends in New Jersey, Florida, that you guys have that there. So you're lucky there.
Yeah. So there's a few, if you like ebooks, there's some out-of-state libraries that you can pay a fee. And then they actually give you access to ebooks and audiobooks. The fee range from $27 to $100 a year. But you get access to the different ebooks and audiobooks, which, you know, if you consume a lot of ebooks, this is like a good way to get some library books, you know.
Yes, definitely. Later on, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to write down that because I want to have that.
Five of them, so like, I'm like all about the library. So I use ebooks.
Yes, definitely.
So I'll put in the show notes and I'll talk to you offline about the different ebook of different places, which have out-of-state library cards. But yeah. So.
Yeah, that sounds amazing because right now all I have is Amazon. I mean, yeah. I hate Amazon when it comes to delivering books to my house because they take forever sometimes. I hate when they come with like a spine, a broken spine, or even a page, you know, bent or something like that. But I have like Kindle Unlimited, and I have Audible, and Audible Escape. So I have all of that, but still, I wish I could have like a library.
Yes, that's awesome. So let's talk about what has been a dark moment that you have read this year that you cannot stop gushing about.
Oh my God, Sea of Ruin. Sea of Ruin by Pam Godwin that I told you about. I mean, that book was brilliant. And it's a dark romance, but it's a historical pirate dark romance, okay? So it's have all that combination. And her trilogy of Eve that I was talking earlier, that I was rambling about better, it was fantastic. But that one is a dark dystopian romance. So okay. I like these combinations. Those are my favorite. Oh, I have a new author that I discovered this year. And she is K.L. Knight. And she has a book called Den of Vipers. And it's a reverse harem book, dark romance. So I devoured that book. It was a big book, but I devoured that book and I love it. Who else? Basically, those are the books that I've been like obsessed lately in the dark romance department. Now, when it comes to suspense romance, I'm really, really, really obsessed with Jack and Jill series by Jill E. Ann. She's my unicorn author because she writes suspense romance. She has a rom-com. She has contemporary. I mean, she has basically a lot of tropes in her books. So she's my one click go to read whatever comes out. Author. And right now she has a book that I've been obsessing, and it's my latest book hangover, the Out of Love book, and it's a college suspense romance, and I haven't been able to start a new book in a week, so that's like major for me because I read daily, even if it's like 10-20 pages, I read daily, and I haven't been able to start nothing new since I finish that book. So but let's see what I can do.
Yeah, so I'm interviewing Jill Ian next week, and so I just got the book that you mentioned. It's on my to be read this week. So like I just finished reading Karina Halle, The One That Got Away.
I have seen it.
So I just finished reading. I loved it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like reading all these like great indie authors. So Julianne, that Out of Love is the next one in my TBR.
Yes, she's fantastic. And then the girls were telling me about a new book that came today. Also, Emma Scott book. They say that it's brilliant. They read it.
I'm interviewing Emma. She's coming on the show in the next few weeks. And so I do have a copy of her latest Mel Mel romance. I think that's coming out. I just got a copy of it. Is it on KU or is it on, I have to check.
Everyone is talking about it. I mean, I know that it came out today. I didn't know she has a book coming out today, actually. But all my friends are like gushing about it and they're like hangover like me. I mean, they're always talking about that book. So I'm going to check that one out too. And what else? Oh my God, there was another book that I was that came out recently too. Everyone is talking about, and I have it in my TBR, and she's amazing, and it's Playing with Fire by Ella Shane.
Yep.
That all the girls are talking about too. So I have that one in my mind. The year is over. And I have three fantasy books that I've been trying to read, and they're big books, so they're going to take me a few weeks each. But hopefully, finger crossed, that I can read them by the end of December. And I don't know if you're like fantasy romance.
I do. I read back in 2016, 2017. I did read a lot of fantasy romance. I haven't read that many ever since. But I read some of the popular ones, like Four Notes and Roses, Throne of Glass, and a few other.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm looking forward to the next book, and of course, the Thorns and Roses book. I'm looking forward to that one. But do you have any suggestions for fantasy romance that I should check out?
Fantasy romance, okay. Look, Sarah J. Maas books that you mentioned mm-hmm. are one of my favorites, and obviously from my early years, Stephanie Meyer's Twilight. I'm still a huge fan. I'm not gonna be like saying no, I'm not. No, I'm a huge fan of Twilight. Still, I love Twilight. That's like my favorite GA fantasy series. And Nalini Singh, Sai Channelin series. They're Shifter series. That's my latest that I could say to everyone to get the books, start the series. You're going to be hooked. There are 15 books in this first, season of the series, because after those 15, she started a new one that is called Sai Channelin Trinity. That is another complete series. So she has major binge books for you guys. That's my favorites right now when it comes to fantasy.
I love this. So tell us what has been your latest 5-star read.
My latest 5-star? Definitely Out of Love. I mean, I'm telling you, it's been a week and I'm still talking about it. So that book was fantastic. Brilliant. I also read a new author to me, J.J. McAvoy, and she has a new book coming in October, but I have the privilege to read it early. And that book was so beautiful. It's a modern day fairy tale romance, and it's called Beautiful. I hope that I can, you know, talk about it later on in my page, because I have to write my review, obviously. And another book that I've been gushing about lately, basically, Pam Goldwyn. Seriously, I mean, I've been reading her books this year. I'm eating them out. Like, you have no idea. I've read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of her books this year. I just discovered her in January, and I already had read 7 of her books. Kay Western, I love her taboo books. The Wild, that was an incredible book, but it's not a book for everyone. But it was amazing for me. Let me see who else I have for you guys here. When it comes to contemporary romance, like I say, Kenny Ryan has a series for the sport romance lovers that is called The Hoop series. I don't know if you got the chance to read that series.
No,
but it was fantastic too.
Yeah.
And when it comes to sport romance, that series is fantastic, amazing. Another author that I love, sport romance, and it was a 5-star read for me also, was Serena Bowen and Elle Kennedy. They have a duet called Him, that is MMM romance. I read those this year, and I love them too. Kate Bromberg had a beautiful romance, old woman, younger man, called Flirting with Flory, and it was so good, so beautiful. I love that book.
Let me see. Like I say, Sea of Ruin for defense of the historical dark romance. If you love high school books, I think The Devil's Night. Have you read Penelope Douglas books?
I read some of them. She's not for me. So, but I don't like, I'm no. Like, I'm like, I read Prom 57. I read another one of hers. And she's just like, I used to read a lot of dark romance. I don't read that much dark romance anymore. So I think we're a little, I like more of like the little angsty, like just fun, you know, easy going books.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that after, when I started reading, it was fantasy, young adult. I started with that. And then it was 50 Shades of Grey. After that, I jumped for dark romance, and I love contemporary. I love office romance and rom-coms. I mean, Lauren Blakely, she has amazing rom-coms. And if you love audiobooks, you're going to love her books, because their audiobooks are like a full-on movie with a whole cast. It's not a single narrator. She has like maybe in some of her books, she has like 5 to 10 narrators. So it's a full cast. You feel like you're watching a movie. So if you love rom-coms, Lauren Blakely is fantastic. More so if you love audiobooks. She's my go-to when it comes to rom-com audiobooks. Basically, those are the books that I've been reading lately. Tilly Cole, like I say, she's my number one when it comes to dark romance. She has a mafia series called Scattered Souls. She has an MC series, my absolute favorite, that is The Hades Handmaids. He has one coming soon that is Monster in London, but the book is called, oh my God, I'm totally bugging right now that I'm forgetting the title. I'm trying to find, because I want to say it correctly. I don't want to be like saying the book that is not. But she also has another one for the college romance that is called Sweet Homes. That series is sport romance and college romance. It's fantastic. It's amazing. I have read every single book that she has coming out. And One Ugly Cry from her is 1,000 Boy Kisses. If you love ugly cries, that book is fantastic. Also, Bright Side. I don't know if you have read Bright Side by Kim Holden. Mm-hmm. That, I think, has been my ugliest cry ever, that I still think about the book and I get like book goosebumps and I get like emotional. It was a fantastic story.
I loved it. So tell us where you can find you online.
And online, I have I'm a bookstagrammer, so you guys can find me in Bella Orep Books. And also you can use that handle for Goodreads and also for Pinterest. If you are in Facebook, you can find me in Bella Orep Books by Veronica. That's the page that I have for books and Facebook. And it's connected to my actual personal account too. You can find me guys there. I don't have a blog like blog, but if you want to see my reviews, you can definitely find them all in Bookstagram.
I love this. Thank you, Veronica, for being on the show.
Thank you, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers?
What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.